How nice today.
How nice to be here. I never speak to the English congregation. It's first time. I'm excited. How about you? Okay, today's topic is about, are you ready to be coached? The school is going to open. How many people are going to participate in some field track or any sport? Did you set the plan already? If you did, could you raise your hand? Let me see. Raise your hand straightforward, okay? School is ready for you. Okay, you ready for the school? Okay. So most of you participate in some kind of sport, right? Who doesn't like a sport at all? Can I see? Raise your hand, straightforward. most auntie doesn't like it. Okay. Yeah, the coach is wonderful things for most boys. I think most girls like be coached. I don't know whether you be like to be coached. Sometimes you need to pay the cost for be coached, right? But you still have fun there. How about God coach us? If you feel maybe exciting news for you, could you raise your hand? See? How about children? You like to be coached by the invisible God, but it actually exists? Let me tell you, the most wonderful things, it's just like the first song we sing today. He's the comfort. Remember this song, first song? He's a great counselor. He's a great coach. Be coached by him. It's the best thing. He's a great comfort. And also today, the thing, the hymn we sing, remember there's a song, he say, it's done at the cross. It's done. Our weakness, our half feelings, difficult, has been done. Do you believe so? Yes. Because God get the victor, and this victor passed on to us. So, if you be coached by this kind of coach, you can, for sure, you got gold. Olympic, how many gold China and United States got this summer? A lot, right? You got one. You also got one. Today, the Word of God tell us, the secret of Jesus, why he have so many power? Because he's God? You think he's God, right? So he has the power to heal anyone. Because the verse today is actually that one thing happened. If they had one sick man cannot walk for 38 years, God have this power to heal the 38 years old man. How old are you? No matter how old are you, God has this power to heal us. It is done at the cross. So today, we're going to know what Jesus talked to the person after he do this miracle. And also, we knew this situation. For this reason, remember the verse 18? For this reason, the Jews going to what? Persecute him. Going to kill him. In such a situation, Jesus tell the people around him, tell the truth. That's the key we're going to know today. Is to be coached by our exist and living God. Let's read the verse 16 and 17 too. Could you open your Bible and keep it open? the verse, John chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. Let's explain the verse 18 for this reason. Let's read at least the verse 16 together. So, because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him. Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." This tells us our Lord is working. He's working on you. He was keeping us working. And we are his work. His work can never leave us and never fail us. We're going to have a new school year. Everyone going to grow and everyone will be different. And we are adults also. We accompany you through this school year. You grow up. You become mature. The parents also become mature. We owe the victor. We gain a victor. God help us. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we ask you, open our heart. Help us to be humble in front of you. Then the Father, always working and always focused on his work, will continue focus on us individually. No matter what we read you or not, you are a great coach, you're a great counselor, you are great comfort. We give thanks to you. We're going to spend maybe half hours, but may your presence become a strength, become a power, become a great comfort, an encouragement we will receive. We're waiting and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I think everybody seems very quiet. Am I too serious? Okay. Yeah, it's great news. The crisis to Lord. But God always in crisis. But his peace, we have to learn. We learn his promise in this crisis will make us feel so relaxed. Okay. Coach in sports means manager. Usually coach give us the direction, instruction, and training program and training plan to build up the team or individual. The title coach is one thing. After 2000, it become very formal. Even in professional, we know coach, you know, the high pay in the athlete, but also high pay for that coach. 2000, we have actually national, the government put in a national standard for athletic coaches in 2002. They give a coaching certificate. So in the school, before, you don't have the certificate for, so okay, you have coach, hired by the school, but right now it seems that you need to have a coaching certificate. Each state, everywhere in the United States, you need to have a coach certificate if you want to be a coach in the school. The past Olympic, I don't know how many people watch the Olympic every night. It's every night. If you did, can I also see how many people, you know, watch the Olympic games every night? A lot, right? Almost everyone, okay? Every day, see? Yeah, almost a lot of people, okay? I want to ask a question. When you watch it, it doesn't matter have a goal or not goal, okay? Could you give me the slide? I have a question. What makes athlete got to be successful? Can you name some? What? Practice, right? And what else? Yes, John?
Determination.
What else? When you see the game, you see the person won the game. What makes you think about what's behind? What else? Jack? Practice? Determination? What else? Focus? What else?
Skill?
What else? Sportsmanship, ownership, right? What else? Discipline, right? What else?
Passion,
right? Okay, what else? A coach. Don't forget coach. Do you know the China that this year they over the breakthrough many items, athletic the sport item, they gotta go. Do you know how many years they prepare? They say 7 years to 8 years. But even we from news, you know, they steal some coach plan, you know, from Australia. Tennis is one, right? You just watch game, you don't read the news. Okay, they tell you the coach plan. They got you the training plan from the other country. They copy, they make this the training plan, implement, apply to the person who going to participate for the Olympic game. So I list from my observation, I list the five. Could you just put the five here? A good athlete is based on one who wants to achieve his or her own maximum. That's passion, right? How about second one? A good athlete needs a strict and a suitable discipline program with a good coach. That is discipline and coach, good coach. The third one, a good coach must know the athlete more than the athlete knows him or herself in any aspect. Agree? Agree, right? Experienced coach, right? This includes recognizing the potential areas and the weak areas of the athlete at the same time. So the coach is supposed to know the strong point and the weak point at the same time to the same person. The first one, a good coach needs to know how to develop this typically athlete step by step as the athlete's condition in all aspects. We know Taiwan, there's Taekwondo, female Taekwondo, that's the athlete, the lady, she hurt very important part, I don't know, ankle or somewhere, in her leg. Her Korean coach asked her to stop, but she has a cancer father, have high expectation on her. So she said no to the coach, and she continued to fight for the last fight. Okay, but the coach is supposed to know the athlete's situation, step by step, build up the person. The last one, a good game. What's a good game? A good game shows all the results, all the good works the coach put into the athlete practice. So both person, both party need to achieve together, then show the good game. When I think it's over and when I watch the TV, I'm excited about their achievement. But I think whether we can apply to our Christian life, of course, right? We can apply this to our Christian life, right? What do you think? When I think of this, and according to the five conclusion, do you think if we implement the relationship between the coach and the coached person, do we find that this is completely? I think they have a missing link. What missing? What are these missing links? A good athlete needs to submit him herself to the coach completely. It's not a strategy. It's not how much bullfight effort. It's the submission and commission, commitment. If they don't submit each other, they don't commit each other, no good game will happen. The second one, a good athlete needs to commit her himself to the training plan the coach gave. It's not only they commit each other, submit each other, also they commit and submit to the training plan. This means, in our Christian term, is faith. What is faith? I don't know, what do you think of faith? Faith is just I to him. That's it? No. Yes, I have faith on God. And also, I have action to God. I have a responding to God. And He will help us when we respond. Coaching relationship, pretty much just like our faith process, Christian faith. The Bible said a student cannot be superior to his teacher. God, the Bible tells us, what does this mean? You cannot be superior than God. Of course we cannot. But that's it? We cannot be superior than God? The other side, that means God tell us how we build up a relationship between He and us. It sounds like the barrier we can overcome. But also in the other angle, we see this one. God tell us there's a channel we can connect to Him. Okay, for example, a teacher will teach you algebra. Of course you learn it, right? You learn from him. You cannot superior than him, the teacher. But doesn't mean you cannot learn from him, right? Doesn't mean you cannot connect to him. It means you can connect to him, you can learn from him. But where you put your position, what attitude you should be? God say, yes, student cannot superior than teacher. At the same time, God say, you can learn from me. You can make a link to me. You can make connect to me. At the same time, if the teacher, algebra teacher, want to teach the student, the student have to fully trust the teacher tell him it's right. Okay? And the attitude in the student side, he must humble himself or herself and submit for the learning process to the teaching's plan, the teacher give, right? Agree? So, can you say, okay, the teacher today, they teach me is, I don't understand. No good. Must be his side. And I say, no. I go my own way. Then, your learning will encounter problems. Because that actually is kind of learning bottleneck you need to overcome. Then practice is coming will help you to do this. This is attitude. In Chinese, in Christian term, it's if God is everything and all thing to you, then God is nothing to you. A teaching relationship. If God is a teacher, is not everything to you. I'm gonna say it's not a superior. Okay. So if it didn't show, it's not right for you, then the teacher cannot really teach you. You are not teachable. So let's think deeper. Implement to our Christian journey. Juno, I want to say this again. It's very true. If God is not our God at all, then He is nothing at all to us. This deeper for the coaching relationship. Can we do this? It's possible we can be coached by God. The answer God already told us. Build up a, yes, we have a barrier we can overcome, but He bring us overcome this barrier. Furthermore, Jesus here, let's read 18 and 19 and 20 again. Let's read. For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God. Let's stop here. What are these contents? In this word, in this sentence. Here, he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God. Jesus, very clear now, his assignment in earth. From here, sometimes, for this part, I want to say this is submit and commit to your identity. We're talking about determination. All Olympic athletes, they need to know they are be able to participate in the race. Then it's owner. The owner, how to perform the owner, they do their best. Once they do their best, they fulfill the spirit of the Olympic. The coach participated for this Olympic game. His goal is build up this athlete to do his best. Same thing. In Christian term, God have a purpose on us. No matter what your age, no matter you cannot walk for 38 years, or you can walk, you can run, God have purpose on you. It's over and beyond our imagination and our self-discovery and our self-identity. God bring us into the kingdom of the Son. Jesus be sent from heaven to the earth. He know his identity. You and me are chosen one. Jesus stand firm under the pressure, under the persecution. But he said, I tell the truth. He said, who I am, I know. What I'm here for, I know. Don't let people look you down because you're young. God told you, I bring victory to you to overcome your shameful mistake, your shameful behavior. This is over. You must have courage, encouragement. Say, yes, this is my identity. Jesus stand firm because he's Son of God. Doesn't matter how people look at him. We are Christian teenagers. We are Christian worker. We are Christian manager. Don't lose this identity. This is the position God put on us. We can become present, but must be Christian present. We can be a student, but put the Christian student in the front. Don't forget, we are chosen ones. How we be coached? We have know our position, who we are, why we are here. All the people participate in the Olympic game. They know who they are. They know what they for. So, coach and the athlete have the same goal, do their best. First one, Jesus said, he be going to be killed, be persecuted, because he know who he is. Do you afraid to know who you are? Do you have friends to be to tell people who you are? Let me tell you, most people are. Even adults are. Why? They don't know their identity. We are victor. We have the victor. We have the power. Jesus healed 38 years people in Sabbath. He break the law. He even say, get up, walk, take your mat. That's work for the Pharisee. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. But God teach it them. I do this because God work. He worked on me. He worked on people. He focused, the Heavenly Father focused on his people. Doesn't matter the man's wisdom, the man's regulation. You are so treasured in God's eyes. Just like me and you. Never lose the identity, because we have great coach. We just need to do our best at all time, at all situation. Let's continue to read in the verse 19. Jesus giving them this answer, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Verse 19 tells us, submit and commit to the training plan the coach teaches us. Do only what the Father asks him doing. It sounds easy, right? But it's hard. You have your own way. We dare speak we are Christian in front of people. We lose our identity. Even if we stand firm in that part, then second challenge coming. Do what the Christian way says. You say it's hard, but I tell you, our coach is not the main cue, mankind coach. He gives us the Holy Spirit. I always tell Jonathan Hannah, say when I was a Christian, when I in the school, when I was in the school, what experience I encountered. I saw Christian boys, Christian teenage, they play very important role upon me and help me to believe there's a difference between a Christian and non-Christian. Some people would like to pick me up because they think I'm weak, but actually I'm strong. But once they pick me up, there's a Christian boy, teenage, will stand up because they know who they are, what they're for. They just do what the coach asked them to do. Do only the Father asking doing. With the power of Jesus, heal the 38 years old limb. Because he do the Father asked him to do. The power from the heaven connect to the earth. In the church history, in the civilization history, we saw so many things, these things happen. As Christian, once there is a revival of the Christian energy, there were Christian follow the word of God. The only way can heal the land, can heal ourselves, is do only things the Father asks us to do. In verse 20, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yet, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than this. This, I make it two parts. First part is in the front. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Submit and commit to God himself. Jesus show us, set an example for us. Because he know Father loves the Son and will show him all the Father does. For Christian life and Christian journal, from the teenage to college, and since land from Taiwan to United States. I've been United States 21 years, and before I have 7 years in Christian life in Taiwan. And before that, I have a non-believer church attender for 3 years. I saw every time my spiritual revival is based on I saw him living in my daily life. How we submit and commit ourselves to God daily, read the Bible. There is no easy way to know God. But they have a very efficient way to know God. To know God is read the Bible. Jesus himself set an example. The relationship between coach and the coach, the people, person, is a love relationship. How you build up a love relationship? You talk to a person every day. Some people told me they have a boyfriend in the West Coast or girlfriend. How they make a relationship? Talk, right? Pick up a cell phone, type the email, right? The love relationship is you do action. you do the feeling. You use your heart. Jesus has the power, the loving power, the healing power, the forgiveness power, the overcome power, and the victor power, all through loving relationship. You can do anything, but without love, it's nothing. In the verse 20, the later part, section, he will show him even greater things than this. I quote it as submit and commit. Actually, when we submit and commit, that means we'll be patient to the victor God gives to us. That's the salvation power. He help us. In submit, could you go next one? The slide projector. This we went through, right? It's four part. I'm going to the last part. Could you go next page? Okay, here we go. What actually submit and commit in Hebrew? In Hebrew word, one word, this ancient word, let me explain to you, ancient language. In ancient language, they don't have too much adjective to describe the word. They're more, you know, just very indirect. Not like us, we directly to describe something. They don't. For example, in ancient language, if he say, you're a liar, I would say, you lied to me. And then in ancient language we say, when he speak to the person, when Mark speak to Alan, but Helen, he submit himself to the liar idol. That's how the way. Okay, I'm just, you know. Okay, he will tell you, you lied to me. Okay, he will say, when A speak to B, then he submit, A submit himself or herself to the liar idol, some kind of god. Okay, so that means indirectly, submit and commit this word in Hebrew, because it's the ancient language, so really depends on who he submit, whom he submit to, whom he submit to. Okay, so in this Hebrew, in translate as lie have seven times, submit six times, deny five times, fail three times, deal falsely once. It's Old Testament, occurred 22 times. You can see lie, submit, deny, fail, deal falsely. They all use one word. This tell us, the ancient language tell us, when you submit, the most of the things you got to be very careful is what you submit to. What you submit to. Yes, we have a coach. Our coach is great God, is loving God, is caring God, is great counsel, is great worker. We submit to this person. That means submit to the right. Don't submit wrong. Our God has victor. If you submit the right, person, the right coach, he will help us to overcome all the situation. Because of the time issue, I want to summarize three characters to be coached by God, our great God. In the coming years, no matter what the situation you are, no matter your person encounter, the personal encounter is good or bad, I will encourage you. You are chosen one. Don't lose your identity. You also submit to the right God because He gives you the right training plan. Day by day, His goal is making you stronger, not to weaken you. He makes you strong and strong and strong. In the coming years, what we need to do is submit and commit to God, the loving relationship. Read the Bible day by day. He will guide you. He's willing to do. He loves to do. He submit Himself through Jesus Christ to us. That's the promise we have and the victory we have. What we need to do is when we be coached, remember three characters we need to have. One is humbleness. Second is determination. Third, obedience. May Lord's word, the powerful word, once we receive, this will be the source of eternity. And this will be imperishable seed has been planted into our heart. Deep, deep into our heart. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your promise. We see you heal the 38 years sick people cannot walk, but you heal him. And the under this healing, the pressure coming, the dark side, the power of the dark side coming. But you tell us the key promise that fear not. We just do, stand firm, know our identity, and know, do what the Father asks us to do. And you will give us the protection and the power, and no one can rob us from your hand. We give thanks to you. May all the children, all the adults, remember our identity from now to forever. We pray in Jesus' name.